This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Where does cryptocurrencies come in this? And then where should Trump disorganize the CIA? Those are the last questions I have for you today.
Okay, can you repeat them? I didn't hear the first part quite.
I apologize. That was pretty... I laid a lot on you there. That music was so loud. Okay, first question. You talk about solutions or things that must happen. You talk about new currencies, new avenues. I mean, should we... I think we should be calling Russia. We should be doing trade partnerships with Russia. I mean, we could have some quid pro quo back and really develop each other. We won't even need China, really. You talk about currencies. Why do we need new currencies? Where do cryptocurrencies play in this?
Okay, that's a heavy question for 2 minutes. The dollar system is bloated with so much debt. I think the IMF issued a report today that said $127 or $172 trillion of debt internationally. And it's since the dollar decoupled from gold in August of 1971, there's been no restraint as long as the United States military was the world's dominant superpower. Countries had to accept dollars to import oil and to do all the things they needed. So this dollar system of the Bretton Woods is bankrupt de facto. It's been bankrupt since the financial crisis of 2008 and been on artificial life support from central banks ever since. So what the world needs are new soundly based monetary alternatives that are directly connected to the creation of real infrastructure, of real wealth, real economy, and not simply paper speculation with derivatives and whatnot. The Chinese, the Russians are both the central banks in both countries over the past years have been the largest buyers of gold in the world market. China is the number one producer of gold. Russia is number two or number three largest producer. South Africa is way down at number seven today. And Russia very clearly has in mind they have one of the lowest government debt ratios to GDP of any major country in the world. It's between 13% and 17%. And in the United States, it's 104% of GDP. In European Union countries, it's around the same. And so Russia has basically no debt burden. It has a gold-backed currency. It has some of the most brilliant high-tech industries on the planet, not only in the military sector. And that's one reason why Washington is throwing these financial sanctions at Russia to simply cripple that potential from creating a beautiful nation. It has every raw material that you would need for industrial development. So,
where do cryptocurrencies fit in this?
A cryptocurrency.
What about cryptocurrencies?
I'm myself very positive toward cryptos, or blockchain, let's call them. Blockchain technologies can provide, especially in a regime of U.S. sanctions against anyone, anywhere, out of the blue, if they don't suit your purposes in Washington. That's a very dangerous road that we've gone down in the last several years, especially the so-called smart sanctions are not that smart. But the cryptos offer a way to move money payments around in an economy or internationally at extreme high speed without intermediation of banks or central banks. And that can be done by Russia. It can be done by virtually any country. Venezuela has started that with a blockchain currency for its oil trade, backed by oil reserves. So I think cryptos, we're at the dawn of a new technology development here with cryptocurrencies, and there are all sorts of speculative bubbles popping and growing up and so forth. But that's normal when you introduce a game-changing technologies. But I think the fundamental idea behind cryptos, that you can, in an era where the United States Treasury and the Internal Revenue are demanding of banks in every country in the world to reveal everything about their depositors and so forth under the issue of terrorism or whatever excuse they give, to have security of money flows is of utmost priority importance. So I think cryptos are here to stay, and they're only beginning to be comprehended. Vladimir Putin in Russia is very positive toward these cryptos. His central bank is more nervous about them, but I think that's changing. China, it's as yet unclear, but many countries are looking at this.
Last question. Does Trump need to dismantle or certainly handcuff the CIA in its present form?
Yes, I would say yes. The CIA has, especially since Father Bush, George Bush Sr., was director of the agency in 1976, he has probably done more to destroy George Herbert Walker Bush, to destroy the constitutional basis of the United States of America and turned it into a controlled, top-down police state, cognitive dissonance, really, than any other person.
Whoa.
In the United States.
That's a strong statement. It's a strong statement.
Well, you can look at the devolution of the country since the late 1970s and how institutions have been infiltrated, how many members of Congress are actually retired CIA, not only CIA, but even undeclared CIA, ambassadors around the world. They're intelligence operatives. They're not diplomats anymore. Russia is one of the few countries where their ambassadors are actually trained diplomats who are trained in dialogue, in finding solutions and so forth. But with the U.S., they're CIA agents who are running destabilizations in these various countries like Ukraine and Georgia and Syria and whatnot.
Mm. William, I have so enjoyed having you on. It's always stimulating. Your very deep knowledge. This is very intricate. This book breaks it down in a real easy-to-digest way. Manifest Destiny, Democracy as Cognitive Dissonance. I highly recommend it to everybody. William, it's been just a pleasure to have you on, my friend.
Okay, Daniel, I would just add one thing at the end here. If they could
sure.
Go to my website, williamengdahl.com. One word, williamengdahl.com, E-N-G-D-A-H. And if they go on the website as a new viewer, they can subscribe for free to my periodic geopolitical newsletters and also to read my postings, my interviews, such as that with you today. And also think about support for my further research.
WilliamEngdahl.com. The book is Manifest Destiny. Again, just such a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. Check this guy out. Support him. WilliamEngdahl.com. God bless you, William. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Daniel. I enjoyed.
Thank you. Yes, us too. Me too. We got a couple minutes before the break, and tomorrow morning before a show, but really, if you're listening on shortwave on the replay, this will be perfect because it'll be the morning of Patriots Day. It'll be the morning of the birth of America. I'm going to bring my uncle on here in a second, and we got a couple stories and a couple things to link back to the past, and these things should be commonplace. Every teenage American in this country should know the things that we're about to talk about. Unfortunately, probably 99% of the people in America don't know these things in totality. May know a couple of them, but we're going to talk about some very important things, including Patrick Henry, including what happened on the morning of April 19th, 1775. That's tomorrow morning, or this morning if you're listening on shortwave. One of the most important days in the history of the world. To give a little bit of a background, we've had in Europe in the 1500s, certainly the Spanish Inquisition, the Catholic Church, their lust for control, I would say. I mean, that's a nice way to put it, I think. Lust for control, especially of Catholic doctrine. That turned into Inquisition. It spread across, but stopped on England's borders. Henry VIII, we talk about his divorce from Catherine. That has been vilified, that move, but in a roundabout way has helped America greatly. At that point, Henry broke from the Catholic Church and started the Church of England. And what it did, it really stopped the progression of Roman civil law that the Catholicism was bringing. That's what it was bringing with it. Roman civil law. Bill Federer's been on. Talk about this in detail. Why am I telling you all this? I'm giving you a background of what happened in the mid-1700s. It's very important. So from that point, the Protestant Reformation occurred, exploded in Europe, and you had people looking for freedom and basically wanted to do their own thing. The Mayflower Compact, people came over under the guise of colonies starting. Jamestown, of course, colonial Britain, there were French colonies, Spanish colonies, what have you. The people who came over, generally, for the most part, the general theme, if you're going to characterize it, is a religious freedom, really just freedom. We wanted freedom. We didn't want the entanglements of Europe. We've seen too much. That set the stage. The 1600s, they came to America in droves, early 1700s. And in the 1740s, another man hit the shore of America, George Whitefield. And we'll get to him after this and what he did and how it set the stage for the greatest speech in American history and the most important moment, probably, in American history. Stay tuned. Happy Patriots Day.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown family-owned small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back to the Power Hour, one of the main cogs, or whatever you want to call it, of this show since I've been here, is to try to instill patriotic themes and patriotic knowledge and to learn from the past so that we don't, one, make the same mistakes, but two, are invigorated and can see our position and that we are not overwhelmed by the quote-unquote giants in the land before us. Because our founding fathers have dealt with similar situations as worse, more worse in some ways, less worse in other ways, if that's a word. I'd like to bring on my uncle. He helped me write Forever 1776. Uncle Kevin, I call him. Kevin Smith. Kev, good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on. It's great to be back on the Power Hour again. You can't get this information on hardly any other station, that's for sure.
Well, I think it's vital. Yuri Bezmenov was a ideological expert, in ideological warfare expert, and said there's two things that America must do immediately. One, warn people of the dangers of socialism, and two,
bring them back to their founding documents.
Bring them back to the foundation documents, wrap them, drench them in patriotic talk, history, myth, legend, facts, whatever.
Make them be Americans again.
Make them be Americans.
Not socialists.
What's unique? Yeah. In the 1740s, continuing the story, America was a hodgepodge of religious idea, but the main religious idea, no matter what specific quote-unquote religion, was liberty. These people wanted to be free. They wanted to be left alone. They wanted to follow their religion. The majority of the colonies and their state constitutions that would come up, the majority of them, you had to be Christian to be in the government. That is written into the Constitution. The majority of the colonies, you couldn't come and be a Catholic and open up a church or a monastery. You couldn't preach Catholicism in the majority of the colonies.
No, they were tired of the Catholic Church.
They were tired of, they saw what happened from the Inquisition, yep, from the pressure on Britain, the loans, the using the Islamic forces to drive people off the lands, the common law that was being abrogated. These people wanted to be free. They knew the common law was linked to their rights. There was this idea, their rights, common law the basics of it. The Mosaic Law, judges, all these things was the basis of how they governed themselves. They began to see a new thing. A man came on the scene, George Whitefield. He had been kicked out of the Anglican Church for preaching an idea. What was the most heinous, treasonous idea that he taught? That man has a personal connection to God. God is intimately concerned about man, and that the king does not have a monopoly on this connection. Well, dear God, that couldn't stand. They had to get rid of him fast, and how dangerous that was. So Britain got kicked him out of the Anglican Church, and then he came to America. They don't care what went on in the colonies. They looked at the colonies as second class. It doesn't matter. Whatever goes on there, they serve us. There are servants. There are slaves, more or less. He came to America and began to teach this. It grew and spread like fire. I mean, like fire. The Americans were so enthralled with his concept, and he opened up the Bible and became a very personal thing to the Americans. They began to look at things in a different light, and who we are, and the individuality. And this led to conflict when the colonies started to get more and more edicts coming from London, that they were not kind of like their dad, right? The government's your dad. And like, wait a minute, God's our father, not King George. You know, it began to juxtapose against each other and started to have conflict. They began to want certain rights. They wanted, you know, no taxation without representation, of course, was championed. They began to rebel against certain taxes. They began to rebel against standing armies, the general warrants. That's why what just happened with Trump, basically a general warrant, they went in to his lawyer, which is completely illegal. Or unlawful, let's put it that way, unconstitutional. They began to take people out of their houses, search their houses, take them back to Britain, and do whatever they wanted to. Repeatedly, Americans began to organize and get together and say, look, we just want to have some say here. Can you just, grant us a commission to kind of, almost like a viceroy to rule over ourselves but still report to you? No. Can we get rid of these standing armies and these no. Can we have judges here? Can we, have a case here and try it? No.
Yeah.
No. You know, it's like, can we? No. Can we? No. No, no, no. You are our colony. You are ours. Shut up and you'll like it.
Yeah, that's basically what it was.
And so that America did not want independence. When I say America, I mean the majority of America. They didn't want independence. They just wanted even a little more sense of freedom, not even complete independence. They just wanted just a little more sense of autonomy and ability to act.
Yeah, there was a lot of Americans who loved the king. I loved them.
A lot. Big sentiment, in the war. There were a lot of conflicts about this. We're setting the stage so that you understand what Patriots Day is, what America is, and we're going to talk about the events on this morning, tomorrow morning, April 19th. Also, Patrick Henry's speech right before that, what that means, and then some cool stories. One of my uncles is going to tell about a 16-year-old that almost unbelievable.
Yeah, he was truly unbelievable.
Don't you dare go anywhere. You don't want to hear this. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed. This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Day to everybody there. I hope you take a moment to reflect on that. That's what the rest of the show is about, Patriots Day. Please also remember the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. We have the specials going on, the mana off the bentonite clay. We have catalogs available. We have CD copies of show, hard copies you can get. Please print off the one sheets. We can print them off for you if you don't have internet access. We need your purchases. We need your support. We ask you to please consider purchasing products from us. So we got a wide array. You can check them out, whether in catalog form or on thepowermall.com. Give Jay a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Well, poets, I would say poets, priests, historians, politicians, and really people throughout the world, both in and outside the United States, have wondered at one time or another, after this time in history, 1775, April 19th, 1775, probably the most American sentiment, if you're going to say, what is America? What is the American Revolution? How can I find this in one succinct point? I think you would point to Patrick Henry, his speech that he gave in Richmond at the convention of people as they came together, a secret meeting to discuss what to do with Britain. There are many people in the room. Let me just say, I'm kind of leaving out right before, as he wrote into Culpeper, the preacher being whipped to death. We've talked about that several times, but I think it should be noted here. How important are the preachers? How important are the preachers? Britain didn't care anything in 1740 about George Whitefield preaching openly in America. They didn't give two rats. In 1775, they did care. They realized the sentiment, the dissension, and what was coming down on them. And it was the preachers, and not all of them, because there were just as many, probably maybe more, I don't know, it's probably right in the middle. There were just as more adamant preachers who were for the king that they were saying, you are sinning by going against the king. You are offending God by going against the king. And other preachers, Jonas Clark, was saying, King George is offending God by trying to control us and trying to rule our lives. I mean, this is crazy. Patrick Henry wrote in the next day, or next couple days, as he began to speak in Richmond. Now, you have to understand, again, America wasn't ready for independence at this point. They weren't ready to declare. The Declaration of Independence is well over a year away. In the meeting, people got up. I mean, we're talking about the most astute, respected men in the country. And they said, well, we need to respect the crown. We need to fall under subjection again and ask for forgiveness. Others said, well, no, let's not do that, but let's just keep negotiating. Let's just keep talking about this. I mean, that was the sentiment in the spring of 1775. Here's his speech. I'm going to go over a few of the lines that this is the greatest speech in American history by far. Anybody who tells you different doesn't know a damn thing about this country. In it, he says, no man thinks more highly than I do of patriotism, as well as the abilities of the very worthy gentlemen who have just addressed the House. That's a nice way of saying, I really respect what you said, but you're all wet. I don't believe a thing you just said.
Yeah, you're all nitwit.
Yeah. He goes on to say, Mr. President, it is for man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against the painful truth and listen to the song of that siren till she transforms us into beasts. Isn't that interesting to use that word? Related to today, the reason I'm reading part of this, I want you to relate it to today and beasts. You know, we talk a lot about beasts and who we are. Are we children of God or are we beasts? Natural selection. We look around and we think, oh, everything's okay, blah, 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 blah. I don't need to get out and pass out these one sheets or whatever. Well, we like to hold on to hope, and it's really a delusion of hope. And it goes on. I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that lamp is the lamp of experience. What have we seen in this country over the last 20 years that make us think that by taking our guns, we're not at serious risk? I mean, are we delusional? You know, this David Hogg or whoever wants to stand up. I mean, are you a moron? Are you some kind of simpleton, or are you a conspirator that's trying to disarm us? I mean, that's what Patrick Henry would say. I mean, what's wrong with you? Do you have any sense whatsoever? Have you seen the tide of history? Have you seen this country? Are you for real? We want to give up our arms. Are you stupid? That's basically what he's saying in a nice way. He speaks much more nice than I do. But he goes on. Is it that insidious smile with which our petition has just been lately received? Trust it not, sir. It will prove a snare to your feet. Suffer not yourself to be betrayed with a kiss. Ask yourself how this gracious reception of our petition comforts with those warlike preparations which cover our waters and darken our land. All right? We can say the same thing for now. We've seen all across the country warlike preparations in the law enforcement offices, in the police stations, in the MRAPs that were going up, in the national security grid, in TSA. What in the world is going up around us? I mean, are we delusional? Do we mentally retarded? What? I mean, it's basically what he's saying here. I want to know the worst and make preparations for it. Again, such a Puritan idea. It's such a Puritan ideal. That he had. Can gentlemen assign any other possible motive for it? Has Great Britain an enemy in this quarter of the world to call for this accumulation of navies and armies? No, sir, she has none. They are meant for us. They cannot be meant for any other. They are sent over to bind and rivet upon us those chains which the Brennus ministry have been so long forging. And what have we to oppose them? Shall we try argument? Sir, we have been trying that for the last 10 years. Have we anything new to offer upon the subject? Nothing. We have held the subject up in every light of that which is capable, but has all been in vain. Shall we resort to entreaty and humble supplication? What terms shall we find have not been already exhausted? Let us not, I beseech you, sir, deceive ourselves. Sir, we have done everything that could be done to avert the storm which is now coming upon. We have petitioned, we have remonstrated, we have supplicated, we have prostrated ourselves before the throne, and have implored its interposition to arrest the tyrannical hands of the ministry and parliament. Our petitions have been slighted, our remonstrances have produced additional violence and insult. Our supplications have been disregarded, and we have been spurned with contempt from the foot of the throne. In vain, after these things, may we indulge the fond hope of peace and reconciliation and appeal to arms and to the God of hosts is all that is left, sir. They tell us, sir, that we are weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary. Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard that about the New World Order? Have you ever thought that about the New World Order? And he continues, but when shall we be stronger? Will it be next week or next year? Will it be when we are totally disarmed? Did you see that? When we are totally disarmed, and when a British guard shall be stationed in every house, shall we gather strength by irresolution and inaction? Shall we acquire the means of effectual resistance by lying supinely on our backs and hugging the delusive phantom of hope until our enemies shall have bound us hand and foot? Sir, we are not weak if we make a proper use of those means which the God of nature hath placed in our power. The millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty, you know, and they tell us we're not a Christian nation. Yeah, you see how they speak openly in a congressional meeting? And in such a country as that which we possess, are invincible by any force which our enemy can send against us. Do you hear the declaration and the power of words and the prophecy of Patrick Henry and what America became? Besides, sir, we shall not fight our battles alone. Does that sound like the scripture to you? Does that sound like the Old Testament to you? There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations and who will raise up friends to fight our battles for us. The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave. Besides, sir, we have no election. If we are base enough to desire it, it is now too late to retire from the contest. And that's what I would put up to you. Later this year, 1775, the king makes a solemn declaration. He says, the die is cast. The colonies will either be subject again or will triumph. They will either fall in subjection or will triumph. The New World Order is telling us the same thing, whether we want to hear it or not. We will either be subject to it, we will either succumb to it, or we will triumph. I continue. The war is inevitable, and let it come. I repeat, sir, let it come. He doesn't look to avoid it. Let it come. All of God is with us. Sounds like David. And who is this Philistine to defy the armies of Israel, the God of Israel? You know, that's what, let him come. Who are they? We are invincible in the sight of God. It is vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace. There is no peace. The war is actually begun. That's what I've been telling you. The war is now. Ideas all the time, all around us. He continues, the next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take. But as for me, give me liberty or give me death. The greatest speech ever in the history of this country. The most American sentiment probably ever. If you're going to say, what is America? Read that speech. And the people were moved and the prophecy was fulfilled. God did fight our battles for us. And on the other side, we have a great story from my uncle who's going to come in about a young boy who was there when this speech was given.
Truly amazing.
And what he did about it. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The reports by the generals from America on the way to London all said that Americans were basically cowards, would not fight the crown, that if London just basically gave them a real sharp punch in the jaw, slap in the face, that they'll come in line. How wrong they were. After Patrick Henry speaks less than one month later, he could feel it all coming. His words were prophecy. They went to take the guns, and America, not ready to declare independence yet, was said, we may not agree. I don't know what the future holds, but you're not taking our guns. Their instinct and their liberty. And for these preachers now, I will say it again, how dare any person claiming to speak for God and want to take your guns, God will curse them and their name and everything they do in the United States of America. How dare they? How dare they? I curse them. That's America. And that's what went on in this country, and being armed and who you are, being free. That's about being a patriot. And all these sentiments and all this Patrick Henry story. At Patrick Henry's speech, there was a young man who was looking through a window, and he learned a lot that day. Let's go ahead, Uncle Kevin, tell a story about this guy.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of all the revolutionary people and stories and stuff like that, and I looked up some cool information. I know you heard of this guy before, but I don't know if a lot of your listeners have heard of this guy. Very, very cool story. In 1765, Peter Fran Cisco arrived in Virginia. He was 5 years old and of Portuguese descent. His parents sent him to the New World for his own protection. When he arrived, he was alone, and the town fathers found him a bed in the docks, and where the wives fed him and the watchmen guarded him at night. As the story of Peter spread, Judge Anthony Winston, the uncle of Patrick Henry, investigated, and he liked the boy and took him in as an indentured servant. He developed his muscles of steel during working in the fields and as a blacksmith. By the time he was 15 years old, he was 6'6" and weighed 260 pounds.
Woo!
That's a big boy,
especially back then.
he was a monster. Winston loved him like a son, and in the spring of 1775, he took him to Richmond for a meeting in the St. John's Church. On March 23rd, he listened through an open window and heard Patrick Henry give his impassioned speech ending in "Give me liberty or give me death." After hearing the speech, he wanted to enlist in the military, but his adopted father made him promise to wait a year until he was 16. And in December of 1776, he enlisted as a private in the 10th Virginia Regiment under Colonel Hugh Woodson. In 1777, Peter fought in his first firefight in the Battle of Brandywine Creek in Pennsylvania. He took a British musket ball in the leg and was taken to the hospital. And can you guess who he was laying next to in the hospital, Dan?
No, can't imagine.
A 19-year-old Major General Marcus de Lafayette.
Wow.
And they began a lifelong friendship. How about that? One of the most important people in the Revolution. After he got out of the hospital and back to his unit, Peter complained that the saber he was using wasn't big enough or strong enough for a man his size. George Washington heard of his dilemma and commissioned him a new sword. Its blade was 5 feet long and 5 inches wide.
Woo!
Now, that's a sword. At Guilford Courthouse, Francisco once again gave a most outstanding performance. With his new weapon in his hand, he cut down 11 men in succession with his broadsword. One of the guards pinned Francisco's leg to his horse with a bayonet, and with a terrible force, he brought down his broadsword and cleaved the poor fellow's head to his shoulders. He had a bad day. Following the Battle of Camden in South Carolina, Francisco noticed that the Americans were leaving behind one of their valuable cannons. Legend says that he picked up the 1,100-pound cannon and carried on his soldier to safety to keep it out of the hands of the enemy. For the next 3 years, Francisco followed his commanding officers through a succession of engagements. He was wounded at least 4 times. In several instances, he performed exploits of such extraordinary and courageous nature that by the end of the war, became generally recognized as the most famous private soldier in the Revolutionary War. He was also known as the Virginia Giant, the Giant of the Revolution, and the Hercules of Virginia. George Washington said, "If it wasn't for Peter, we would have lost two crucial battles and maybe the war." And in 1975, Francisco had made a commemorative stamp by the U.S. Postal Service. The image shows him carrying a cannon on his shoulder at Camden. Amazing story. Just an amazing person.
Amazing. Like Hercules.
Yeah, Hercules. Yeah.
Yeah. That was fighting for the right. Can you imagine him coming with a 5-foot sword?
No. Nope.
Chopping people's heads off and going.
Yeah, that saber's like a toothpick to him. I need something new, George.
This just ain't going to do.
No, it ain't going to do.
I wanted my uncle to tell his story so that we come connected to these people. And on Patriots Day, we should remember the sacrifices that these people made. No matter how gray it looks, you know, and Joel came on the other day and kind of bummed everybody out in one way or another. Look, if you are united with a cause of liberty and a group of people, even a minority, if you are so convicted of it more than your life itself, you know, what is more important? That's what Patrick Henry asked, the most important political question. Is life so dear or peace so sweet to be purchased at the price of change or slavery? What's more valuable, your life or freedom? Freedom or your life? Which one's more important? And ironically, at this March of Our Lives, whatever, this gun control march that just came up, I saw several signs where they said that. Is freedom worth more than safety? And they asked that question. I'm like, my God, are you kidding me? These people are so disconnected from our history, what it means to be American. They are just, really? They really asked that after Benjamin Franklin warned them? Do they teach them anything in school?
I don't even think they know about Benjamin Franklin, so how are they going to know that quote?
Well, he's not on 50 cent piece anymore. So if they even carry a 50 cent piece.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, we've been so disconnected, ladies and gentlemen, and you older generation that knows some of this and has an idea, has concepts, you are more valuable now than you ever realized. You know, you think you're coming to the twilight of your life. No, you're at the highlight of your life, and you're important for your country right now.
Yeah, country and your children.
That's right. Your ideas, your concepts, these, America is on the line. The New World Order wants, that's the prize, right? America. We take down America, we can take down the rest of the world. We do not take down America, we cannot reach our plans. If you believe that that's the plan, their eye is on America. America will not fall, just as like Patrick Henry said. It will not. I don't care how dark it gets. These principles will be upheld if they are in your heart and in the people's heart. I promise you, not only me, Patrick Henry and the revolution proved it. Today on this day, please remember our great patriots who started this country and the founding fathers who deserve so much recognition. And anybody who wants to diss them or dominionize them, they can just go to hell because they ain't worth a damn.
Bingo.
Happy Patriots Day, everybody. God bless you.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.